Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 16th day of November, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And oh, that ain't right. Where did that go? Not correct. It's currently, no, because we're getting up to, it's like 44 degrees here, but we're supposed to get up to 61. The thing fell out of the place. That's what happened. Bastard. At any rate, it's going to be get up to 66, which is good, but it's going to get as low as 28 tonight. So, winter's here, I suppose. Anyway, we're going to go through this little pass over here, and then we'll jump into the propaganda.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's jump over to the propaganda. Let's see what they're trying to get, how they're getting, trying to get us to think today, I guess would be the best way to put it. U.S. official says up to 7 killed in latest U.S. airstrike in eastern Syria. And I read this, you know, this is all orchestrated, and we all know it. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. A U.S. official told Reuters on Tuesday that up to 7 people were killed in the U.S. airstrikes in eastern Syria on Sunday that targeted Shia militias. Didn't say whether they're men, women, or children, no, did ya? If confirmed, the casualties are the first known deaths since the Biden administration began launching airstrikes. Well, you mean you attacked them first and they attacked you back? How dare them bastards? How dare them not let you just fucking shoot and kill them? Biden administration began launching airstrikes in the name of their fucking Jew fucking horror masters. In eastern Syria, as U.S. troops in the region have come under a spat of attacks due to U.S. support of Israel's onslaught in Gaza, no fucking shit. The Pentagon said Tuesday that it is still assessing the aftermath of the airstrikes. We are aware that there were IRGC-affiliated members in the proximity of the facilities that were struck on by our aircraft, but I don't have more on casualty numbers or anything else to read out, said the Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Sign, I guess who you are. You have to be a bitch in control because that's who runs the army. The ones with the big bad balls because they're warriors. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the strikes targeted facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, IRGC, and Iran-affiliated groups,
at two sites in eastern Syria's Deir Ezzor province. The U.S. officials speaking to Reuters did not share any details about the people who were killed. The UK-based Syrian observatory, they're probably shooting at hospitals, weren't they? Think they wouldn't do that, would they? They wouldn't do that. Maybe that's why you don't want to talk about where the fucking bomb's at. Observatory for Human Rights previously said that eight people were killed in the strikes and described them as pro-Iranian fighters of 10, 11, and 12 and younger, including at least one Syrian and Iraqi nationals, but the OSHR reports has not been confirmed. Now, the reason I bring this up, because they're using Iraqi fucking goddamn munitions. Well, I know that these guys are stupid. They actually think that they're fighting for the United States of America that doesn't exist when they're nothing but UN fucking goddamn mercenaries. But what do you want to bet that some of this shit that they're getting dumped on them has made in the USA on the side of, we left a whole fucking armies worth of fucking military over in fucking Iraq when we left, just like we did Afghanistan, didn't we? So you will be the Jews. That's what the Jews like to do. They like to kill you with your own shit. And you people that are making that, these munitions, I know you're doing very well. Getting big vacations, fucking goddamn overtime. You're fucking making bank. You're fucking participating in fucking blood money. All your money's blood money. Syrian and Iraqi nationals, but the SOHR report has not been confirmed. Attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria have continued since the airstrikes were launched on Sunday, as Shia militia leaders have warned they're not backing down until there's a durable ceasefire in Gaza. Remember when the Desert Storm went and our Shia fucking partners in that? The Shias were the good guys, and that's when they started calling them Shias instead of Shiite Muslims. I mean, this is fucking Orwellian as it gets. But again, you know, they got Iraqis firing, and I'm betting that some of those missiles, if they're killing you, I mean, they're Americans, but they're not fucking Americans because they're fighting for a fucking foreign king. But some of those missiles hit, and I bet you were made right in South Carolina. What a bunch of cool people you are, man. The Pentagon said on Tuesday that the total number of attacks on U.S. bases in Syria and Iraq. In Iraq? What do you think they're firing at them? What do we leave in Iraq? A whole fucking goddamn artillery fucking, I mean, guns, tanks, missiles, you name it. We left it fucking armed to the fucking teeth, just like we did in Afghanistan. October 17th has climbed at 56. At least 59 U.S. troops have been injured, including 32 listed with non-serious injuries and 27 suffering traumatic brain injuries. Bombs will do that, especially American bombs. Let's see what else we got here. Leaked documents reveal Hamas / Israel false flag was planned in detail by global elite. Really? Fuck, man. I got to know about this. So let's go, guys. The Israel-Hamas war is an inside job by globalist elite who working to ensure the Israeli false flag will light the fuse to ignite a holy war that will spiral out of control and lay the groundwork for the elite to usher in a new one-world government and one-world religion. And feels a Benny there, fucking this evil grin. Rothschilds admitted his family created Israel as part of the great master plan for World War III, and now their agenda is playing out before our very eyes. But there is just one problem for the globalist elite and their plans to enslave the human race. Their plans rely on the people of the world remaining ignorant, and we are not going to let that happen. Now, this is that one. Yeah, I know who you are. Last month, the People's Voice, that's who it is. The people, you know, you fuckers in your $100,000 fucking goddamn sets that you talk on and stuff, you're going to do your thing. You're going to do something wonderful. You're going to make us the most informed fucking slaves that ever fucking drew air. And all we got to do is be informed and it'll stop. Did you guys know that? fucking bullshit. You fucking, you, how much you making, motherfuckers? You're incorporated. How much you make? The guy comes on. I mean, when you sit there in front of your $100,000 set, I got to believe you're making fucking bank. You got a fat fucking wallet. You're not fighting for a cause. You're fighting for a fucking dollar. Last month, the People's Voice broke the news that former Israeli intelligence agent blew up the whistle and admitted to the Hamas attack was a false flag. Yeah, I remember reporting on that. Then we broke the news that the son of Hamas leader admitted the militant group was created by the CIA to do the global elite's bidding. No, it was created by the fucking Israelis and Mossad. They worked side by side with Mossad that worked side by side with CIA like they did when they blew down the fucking World Trade Center, right? See, there's always got to be something in here. Hey, the People's Voice. Well, what the fuck? You know what, buddy? What the fuck are you going to do about it? Oh, I'm going to tell more about it. We will be the most informed fucking slaves, like I said, has ever existed on this earth. Since then, the evidence for the Israeli Hamas false flag has continued rolling in. At this point, only those who are still watching CNN. See, there we go. We're starting to left, right. Time for election, guys. I got to hit my head. I'm going to vote. Right vote. CNN are in the dark about the real nature of the Israeli-Hamas war. There are no longer any need to wonder why Israel military took 7 hours to respond to the Hamas attack on October 7th. Netanyahu is a globalist stooge. He's not a stooge. He's one of the fucking guys. He's one of the milkmen, man. Look at the shit that cocksucker's got away with. Shitty stuff. Hey, what happened to that indictment by him, white hats, by the way? What happened to the indictment? He hasn't been arrested or anything? You lying son of a bitches, man. You like to throw your fucking shit in the propaganda fucking blender too, don't you? Netanyahu is a globalist stooge, my ass, who has been quietly propping up Hamas for years. Not quietly. It was out in the fucking open. They replaced the Palestinian Authority with Hamas. Israel did. I have a memory span longer than a head of cabbage. For years in an open secret in Israel. It wasn't no open secret, but Israel, nowhere. You heard it here. We were talking about it, and we ain't making no fucking, we ain't got no $100,000 set. We ain't got fucking stuff fucking wallets from being incorporated. This is an unincorporated fucking private fucking site. That's why we can speak as we fucking please. We don't get shit for it. But we're fighting for that fucking Bill of Rights. We're the only fucking one it is. Anywhere in here, this you think this son of a bitch is going to bring up the Bill of Rights and how easy it would be to stop these motherfuckers? Do you? No, because if he did, he wouldn't be fucking, he wouldn't have $100,000 set. He wouldn't have a pocket full of money. He wouldn't be driving a Lamborghini. The footage was emerged of Israel Apache helicopter killing many Israelis on an October 7th, concert in Israel. Well, yes, and the government of Israel later blamed the killing on Hamas. No. In reality, Israel and Hamas were in bed together pursuing the agenda of globalist elite. No. And they'll throw another lie and everything. Say, hey, but like I said, we'll be the most informed fucking what? Israel, we know this for a fucking fact, and we're still letting those children get slaughtered. Those people are still being hunted down like animals. Yeah, you betcha. We're some fine fucking folk out here. The best. The United States. Land of the free and home of the brave. I don't think so. 13.7 million of the money was transferred to a Hamas-linked group called the Tides Center. According to the New York Post, the Tides Center sponsors many of the extremist groups that have justified the October 7th terrorist attack on Israel. Soros money is just a drop in the ocean for the Hamas leadership and or who have been riding high on the globalist payroll for years. While their people languish in poverty and are treated as human shields. No, they're not treated as human. See, you got to throw it. This is where the propagandist little fucks here at the People's Voice. You throw in it. No, they're not. A human shield only works if it can shield. They will shoot right through a fucking baby to kill its fucking pregnant mother. That's not a human shield. It's an extra target. fucking liar. Quit playing the game. Quit using their fucking words. Why don't you tell the people how they can fucking stop this? Why don't you tell the people about their goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable authority under the fucking law of December 15, 1791 to shut this shit down with fucking force? Oh, we're just all going to find it out and they're going to stop. Fucking idiot. There's only one thing that stops some animals like this, and you fucking know it. You got a fat wallet? You get making good fucking money, motherfucker? While people languish in poverty and are treated as human shields, the leader of Hamas live in billionaire style, billionaire lifestyles. Right. The group's three top leaders alone are worth a staggering total of $11 billion and enjoy a life of luxury in the sanctuary of the Emirate of Qatar. Well, of course they do. Hamas runs an office in Qatar's capital, Doha, and leaders Ishmael, Hania, Mosea, Abu, Mazu, Dadu, and Khaled Mashal maintain a luxurious lifestyle. I'm fucking sure they do. They're being paid with Americans. You Americans out there, go look at your fucking paychecks. I need to know who's paying for this shit. Just like you're paying for the invasion into this country. It's like you're paying to have your own fucking throats cut. Where did the billions of dollars in their bank accounts come from? From the American people. Running an insurgency isn't the most obvious way to become a billionaire unless you are working on behalf of the globalist elite. Ooh, kind of fucking rings to what I'm talking about, how they're taking over this fucking internet. And Joe Biden's going to, I guess it's going to be his executive order to take over all control of all the, sites and all the fucking goddamn servers and everything else. I wonder, unless you're working on behalf of the globalist elite, implementing an important part of their plan to spark World War III and usher in a world government. Well, you know, you can't have no World War III if we refuse to fight each other and we turn and we kill you motherfucking warmonger and motherfucking bastards. The leader of Hamas, the leaders of Hamas are valuable powers, are pawns in the elite's game, and they have been paid accordingly. A chilling letter that predicted the First and Second World Wars also claimed a third global battle will be fought between the West and Islamic war leaders. Yeah, because we can't keep our fucking nose in our own business. It's across a fucking ocean. We can't stay within it. We'd have to have borders before we could stay inside our own borders and keep others out and stay fucking neutral and have a plenty for our fucking people living under fucking bridges with little kids in this fucking cold. Albert Pike wrote the letter 152 years ago detailing how the elites plan to launch three world wars to seize total control of humanity. Good luck on that, you motherfuckers. Pike was a 33rd degree Mason, occultist, grandmaster, and creator of the southern jurisdiction of the Masonic Scottish Rite Order, as well as a notorious Luciferian and a general for the Confederacy in the American Civil War. In his letter, he details how the New World Order will provoke a holy war between the Zionists and the Islamic world. I wonder if back then they called you a conspiracy theory for saying one world order. I mean, how many years have they called? I mean, when we were talking, I mean, for 30 years, we've been knowing what the world order, New World Order is. Oh, you're tin hat. Put on your tin hat and go get a beer and watch a ball game. Zionists and the Islamic world. We have already seen that the New World Order has done this to Islam. They have used it to foment a crisis, a clash of civilizations. Make no mistake, the New World Order is fomenting another crisis to achieve its goals. I'm sure it is. Albert Pike is recorded as saying his military program might take 100 years or a little longer to reach the day when those who direct the conspiracy at the top will crown their leader, king, despot of the entire world and impose a Luciferian totalitarian dictatorship upon what is left of the human race. But you ain't going to be among it, you motherfuckers, because you've outed yourself. Pike seems to indicate a conspiracy to start a war so that America or anarchists can assent to its position as under rule, world ruler. Anarchist with rule. I mean, fucking that asinine terms, don't you think? Pike's letter also detailed the specifics of the first two world wars with chilling accuracy. World War One must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the czars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The Second World War will be fought for two reasons, to establish the State of Israel and to expand communist control over Europe. And I told you guys, that war was fought to fucking preserve international communism, both in Europe and in fucking goddamn Asia, because the fucking Japanese were fucking getting ready to take communism out in fucking China when we dropped the bomb on them, and they lost. All of a sudden, they lost just a bunch of retarded motherfucking assholes who don't know dumb people. They had their asses, they had to chain them up, point guns at them to make them fight. World War II must be fomented by taking advantage of the difference between the politician Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. It has all been mapped out. Really? Well, sometimes that map is wrong. We have seen what they are doing with the migrant crisis and with, no, it's not a crisis. See, the misnomers is how they play this game of fucking propaganda. Doing with the migrant crisis, it ain't a migrant crisis, it's a fucking invasion. Call it what it fucking is. And if we fought it, it wouldn't be happening, would it? We'd have already kicked their fucking ass out of here, wouldn't we? If we had the fucking balls to stand up and enforce our own fucking law, which is not only our right, but is our duty. And with terror attacks and their proxy wars, the global elite are following Pike's predictions to the letter, only through understanding the history of the Illuminati. What did you do? You're a goddamn conspiracy theorist. Take that tinfoil hat off, Mr. Albert Pike back then. Nobody called him a fucking tin hat wearing fucking conspiracy theorist, did they? Can we possibly understand the present state of the world and make sure the globalist elite does not stop our future? How are we going to do that, buddy? Here at the People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the elite, but we need your help. We need, I'm sitting on in front of a $100,000 fucking set, fucking with goddamn a whole crew running my fucking program. We need your help. We need your money. Because, well, what's your solution? What are you going to do with that fucking money, buddy? So you're going to tell the people about the Bill of Rights, about their goddamn duties to fucking fight and fucking enforce that law and stop this shit? Is that what you're going to do? No. You're going to make us the most informed fucking slaves in the fucking world and get your fat ass wallet fatter, aren't you? The People's Voice have your say in what we do. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice community. Community, is that it? You believe in individual free sovereign nationality, you motherfuckers? Community. The community, that be like Alex Jones out there, man. Send me some fucking gold to join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Fuck you, you sellout son of a bitch. And I guarantee you they got INC behind their name, by the way. I don't know about that one. I'm going to go down to this other one. We got, this is just a video, or I mean, maybe it's more. Breaking: pro-Palestinian protesters are clashing with Metro DC police outside Democratic National Committee headquarters. And so is quite a few fucking people. Now they stand up there, these motherfuckers, and they say, the United States is 100% behind you. Who in the fuck are you talking to, son of a bitch? You know that's talk about a lie, a blatant in-your-face fucking lie. You're fucking beating the people back who want to fucking get rid of these son of a bitch and maniacs before they fucking try to do this to us, what they're doing to the Palestinians. And I mean, the goddamn protests and shit. I mean, you got $250,000 that you busted, and I guarantee you fucking Soros and company fucking paid for that. And we can show it a little later here. But the bottom line here is, people, that fucking pro-Palestinian protests are clashing with Metro D.C. police officers. Well, these people obviously don't count in that everybody, do they? The whole nation? The whole nation does not support you. 10 to 12 fucking percent of the fucking fanatics, the communists, the fucking fascists, and the capitalists that are making the goddamn money off this shit. Now, they fucking back you. For sure. Let's see what else it's got to say. Currently, hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters have gathered outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C., as they are attempting to enter the DNC building, leading to clashes with the Washington, D.C. Metro Police, who are working to prevent them from accessing the premises. Multiple arrests have been reported, and the situation is still unfolding. Well, now, who are these people? I mean, oh, they must be the Palestinian. No, that ain't a Palestinian. I'm looking here. I'm seeing people of all different races. Something wrong with that fucking statement. And fuck you. I don't care about the dead musicians. They're all a bunch of fucking... Here's some more of that love. Here's some more people. I mean, everybody, now remember, every American is behind you, Israel, as you murder the fucking Palestinians. You murder Palestinian babies. Hey, we're right there with you. Fuck, we'll hold and choke. And fuck, man, if we could, we'd take a flamethrower to him for you. We really would, because all of America is behind you, you lying fucks. You're desperate. You're fucking desperate because the world's seeing this shit, and they're calling it for what it is. And this just ain't going to fucking pass. Ain't going to happen. Busing bigotry. Hundreds of Jews stranded on tarmac at Dulles Airport en route to March for Israel rally. What? This is by Venn News. Washington, D.C. Venn News. On a day meant for unity and solidarity, approximately 900 individuals found themselves in an unexpected predicament at Dulles Airport. Wonder why. Maybe it'll tell us. The incident unfolded when bus drivers scheduled to transport attendees from Detroit to the rally in support of Israel refused to drive them, leaving the stranded passengers stuck on the tarmac. Compounding the issue, the chartered flights organized specially for the event. Chartered flights, they're busing them in, flying them in. This is, and all they can get is 250,000. Why don't a couple million of us just gonna kill every fucking one of them? Be done with it. Tarmac, compounding the issue, the charter flights organized specifically for the event did not pass through TSA screening, preventing the stranded individuals from seeking refuge within the terminal. And it shows a picture of them here, all these fucking Jew hats and all these fucking Jew. Is it bad? Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. We're not going nowhere. What about them bus drivers there, you Trumpy and you fucking goddamn fucking you son of a bitch Biden? Are you fucking goddamn Jews ass-sucking bastards? You said everybody fucking supported him. These fucking bus drivers or whatever, where they were, but I guess it was a big bus. I don't think they support them. Do you? That when they said, fuck them, we ain't fucking moving them an inch. I mean, who are you fucking talking? Well, we know they don't represent us. They represent the fucking Jews. They represent every other fucking goddamn interest in this goddamn international corporate mafia. They sure as hell don't represent the fucking people. The people are starting to represent themselves, so this is pretty fucking shocking. I mean, how many, fuck you. I'm not going to fucking drive these pricks to the goddamn, to the rally for the fucking baby killers, for the fucking genocide committers. I'm not going to be a part of that. That's what these people, that's really saying something. The precautions were significant as the standard attendees eager to participate in the Israeli rally were left without a means of transportation or access to the airport facilities. Hours passed as the travelers waited at the tarmac with frustration growing as they realized they would miss the opportunity to join the rally and voice their support for the cause. We will update this story as more information becomes available. What? You don't? The bus drivers wouldn't come and haul these fucking kikes down to their fucking kike rally we're paying for? I guarantee this is being paid for by the, well, American taxes that come in ain't even enough to pay on the whole of the fucking national debt, which actually is owed to we the people. I mean, it's so fucking confusing, and they keep it that fucking way. And you know who confuses it? The fucking Oi Boys, the fucking kike motherfuckers. Hey, you kike motherfuckers, you didn't get to go do your part. I wonder if you'll still get paid. I'm sure you will. Don't worry about it. Anyway, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hey, when was the last time you sat down and had dinner with your kids? Talk about what's going on in their lives. Hey, when was the last time you just stopped and helped somebody out? I bet you can't remember. What a lot of people are saying, we're changing for the better, but that don't interest me. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day. I want to get up Sunday morning and go fishing with my boy. Watch the sunset kick back in my yard. Take my Harley on a real long, lazy Sunday drive. And do a little more nothing once in a while. Yeah, maybe kick my feet up. Watch an old rerun on TV. Laughing with old Barney, Andy, and Amphi. I like to step alive the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open. We didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day. How it used to be. I like the simple life. Yeah. Sometimes we just can't see. So caught up in where we're trying to get. Life as we know it could be gone in a minute. I want the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day. I like the simple life.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Leonard Skinner with A Simple Life. I have a way to turn that up. No, it's so low. At any rate, back to the goddamn the fun stuff, you know, the lies and deciphering the lies and looking at all of these Jews that can't get nowhere because this nation that loves them, the bus drivers told them to fuck off. We're not going to help you, fucking baby killers. We see hundreds of Jews stranded on tarmac, man. They show trying to show this big crowd that they bust in there, flew in there, and all the same. I mean, phony motherfuckers. You make me want to puke. New Nikki Haley says it's time to raise the retirement age. Now, you know, I'll see how much this will help me read because it is a fucking video and I watch it and fuck. For everybody coming into the system, you change it. You say, we're going to raise the retirement age to reflect life expectancy. We're no longer going to do cost of living increases. If you're going to do it, you'd have to decrease it because life expectancy under the fucking biological kill agents, I think, is going the other way, ain't it? We're going to do increases based on... Let's see what this shit has to say, or if they're just wanting us to look at it on their thing. Life expectancy. We're no longer going to do cost of living increases. We're going to do increases based on inflation. Well, you know what, bitch? Let's talk about the fucking hundreds of billion dollars that you've, because we got to realize in 15 years, it's going to be broke. And in so many years, Medicare is going to be broke. By the way, did we get that $100 million to fucking Ukraine? Did we get the fucking another fucking $30 or $40 million to Taiwan? Did we get the fucking? I mean, this is what we're talking about, people. This fucking cunt's running for president. I didn't know that. She was born in India. Is that a natural born American? I don't think so. No more than goddamn. What the hell was his, what is his name? Oh, I can see his face. The one born up in Canada, the son of a bitch. Doesn't matter. But, I mean, how long has it been since we've had, I mean, it's written well. You're doing the electing under that fucking constitution, which is a fraud. It's all a fraudulent thing. So I guess one more fucking fraud added to it doesn't matter. But this fucking Indian bitch, she's been an ambassador to the United Nations. Indian bitch. I guarantee you she's got two fucking passports and this is the cunt who's going to tell, you know, you work and you pay it in, you keep working and paying it in, pay my fucking ass. I'm telling you, pay. And a lot of people commented, she's going to take the first hit. She ain't going to, she don't need it. This fucking foreigner, like I said, people who can trace their lineage in this country back to before it was a fucking country. You don't see them in fucking these fucking political positions, do you? What you see, everybody you see ain't been here one, two generations. Some of them this first generation, and they're fucking making $250,000 a year and can't even, I mean, fuck, dumber than a fucking red brick. And then you have shit like this, Nikki Haley. You know what, Nikki Haley? Do it. Do it, you fucking cunt. You want to say, well, old people don't got nothing much, man. I wish all the old people would just say, hey, you know what? We're going to fucking die. We are going to die. I promise you that. None of us is getting out of this alive. Why we haven't fucking taken to fucking tearing these fuckers into fucking tiny little fucking pieces. Why we haven't driven them out of our fucking country. Why we haven't preserved the future for our progeny. I do not know. All I can figure is fucking cowardice. Pure fucking cowardice. I mean, what else? You have the goddamn law behind you. You have your fucking law. You have the jurisdictional authority to take these motherfuckers out, stop everything they're fucking doing, take your fucking wealth back, take your fucking nuclear arsenal back. Take everything that belongs to Americans that we fucking bought and paid for. You know, it's like this town I live in. You know, fucking 1984, it incorporated. Well, when it incorporated, it took everything, you know, the people's money as a township had built all the infrastructure, the fucking water lines, the sewage, all this fucking shit. And they handed it over. Here, Mason. Mason, buddy. They went, I'm sure they sit down there at the Mason Lodge and handed over the goddamn assets of this town to each motherfucker. I mean, that's how they do it. And this is what they're talking about fucking here. Oh, this guy got booed. I'm a peace guy. I pray for peace. No more rockets from Gaza. No more bombs falling down on the people of Gaza. God protect the children, Van Jones said at the March for Israel in D.C. today. And the crowd started chanting, no ceasefire till all them babies are dead. We got to kill every baby. No ceasefire. And that's what they're going to say when you get here, because you think they ain't planning on doing this same fucking shit to you. You are stupid. The capital stew. See. Oh, yeah, here was San Francisco today during Chinese President Xi Jinping's arrival. And, I mean, the streets are lined with goddamn communist flags. I mean, this, I'm telling you, when I was, man, say 18, 20 fucking years old, they'd tried something like this, people would have ripped that fucking town a fucking part with their bare fucking hands, and cops wanted to step up, they'd have got their asses stomped in the fucking street. We outnumbered them then, and we outnumber them now, only then it seems like we knew it. We knew they couldn't whoop us. But now everybody's a fucking pussy, man. You've been raised through this goddamn communist indoctrination to think, man, you got my feminine side's coming out every time there's a fucking crisis and I should be fist fighting or shooting on my feminine side. I gotta talk to my feminine side. Nikki Haley asserts that allowing people to post on social media anonymously is a national security threat. She promises that as president, she will force every person on social media to be verified by their name. I'm Henry Shively. I hate your foreign fucking guts, Nikki Haley. You are a fucking invader in my country in violation of my law. I hate your fucking Jews. Henry Shively, that is. Hates you and your fucking Jews and the rest of the international corporate mafia, you cunt. Good enough for you? See what else we got to fool with here. I'm gonna look back through this because I skipped over a lot looking for those two. Protesters halt detransitioner documentary screening at University of Utah. How dare you fucking people think that you don't get to speak. Only us ones that had our dick cut off and sewn on a fucking woman, we're the only ones allowed to speak. Put your fucking hand up, motherfucker. I'll blow it off and your head will come right behind it, you son of a bitch. Earlier this month, left-wing activists successfully shut down a conservative group screening of a documentary intended to show the harmful effects of transgender care. Now, I mean, this is just people telling what fucking happened to them. On November 1st, protesters were escorted out of the University of Utah's Marriott Library after disrupting the playing of the Daily Caller's Damage to the Transing of American Kids. Go home. Transphobia has got to go. Fuck you. I'm a transphobic. That's Henry Shively. I'm not phobic. I hate your fucking guts. You got that? I'm not just fucking eerie around you. I hate your fucking guts, you worthless, fucking meaningless motherfuckers. It's got to go, demonstrators shouted in videos of the protests obtained by the Daily Caller. Hosted by Utah's Young Americans for Freedom chapter, the screening was supposed to highlight the testimonies of detransitioners. I love it. Who regret having undergone gender assignment surgeries. Utah YAF Vice Chairman Everett Lopez told the Daily Caller that the protests were initially calm when AYF introduced the film, but the moment the movie started, the uproar followed. So you're sending people because this is what this is where your people go. You can't win the fucking argument. Man's a man, a woman's a woman. Science and math fucking put you fucking down in your face where you fucking belong in the fucking pig shit. Because you're fucking, you're wrong. You're just plain fucking wrong and you know it. So what do? You go in, the people, well, I want to know is the rest of the people in there that came to watch you, why didn't you beat the fuck out of them? Why didn't you beat their fucking asses out of there and kick them out the fucking doors? That's what they do when people come up to in front of a school board because they don't like that they're showing their little 14-year-old boy how to suck dick, isn't it? They come in and they, with some muscle guys. And there wasn't enough people in that fucking place that wanted to see that to kick these fuckers out. Sure, there was. I don't want to be violent. We can't be violent. It's just like I was talking about that people's voice. We just got to be informed. That's how I'm informed. Fuck you. You'll fight or you'll die, asshole. You better get that through your goddamn noggin. We tried, you know, fighting through, so we shut the lights off, put subtitles on since we're so small. We all go to the front of the to try to watch it, he said. Thankfully, campus police gave it 5 minutes, and they started escorting everybody out, anybody who wasn't supporting the event. I mean, when you go to see it, everything's got to be a fucking event with an agenda. I mean, maybe I just want to see what these people have to say. I mean, if I go up to talk to somebody in the street and you jumped in front of me and said, yeah, man, started fucking, I'd knock you out. I might kill you. The event was canceled following the protest out of the an ambulance, abundance of caution, universe, abundance of caution, no, because you fucking cocksuckers, you give to the guy. These motherfuckers are 0.0004% or they're nothing. And you fucking just act like they're so fucking tough. Come do it, you tough asses. Are you fucking out there bragging your fucking toughness? I see you getting your asses kicked every time you come across real fucking Americans. You ain't fought us yet, motherfuckers. Come fucking fight us and show us how fucking tough you are. It's real fucking simple. University police officers also escorted attendees of the film screening safely from the building. I don't need you better, man. If I knew I was going into an environment like that, I don't think you'd want to get with fucking reach of me of the film screening safely from the building, according to a statement from the university obtained by Daily Caller. A campus reform spoke to a student who was encouraged to embrace a transgender ID as a child. The student who wishes to remain anonymous detransitioned after realizing that transitioning didn't prove the escape she was hoping for. When asked how transitioning impacted her long term, the student said that it completely broke her, ruined her fucking life. These fucking communists, pieces of shit. We can't be left. They're not going to leave us alone. Don't you get it, people? If nothing else, they're not going to leave us alone, and they intend to kill every fucking one of us. And they're going to fuck with us while they're doing it. What kind of fucking men do we claim to be in this country? I'm starting to come to terms with the thought that maybe God meant for this to happen, she said, or she told Campus Reform. Still, I wish I hadn't had this much collateral damage. According to the student, she often misses the happy girl that she was before the process. I think about that. What a fucking shame. When asked why the transgender lobby is so aggressive to silence detransitioners, the student said it is part of the agenda to groom children. Okay. I think that silencing the voices of detransitioners just makes it easier for the trans lobby to groom children because detransitioners show just how horrific this grooming is, she told Campus Reform. I had never heard of detransitioners before a few years after I desisted from identifying as a trans. And if somebody had been there to say, hey, this is what the trans lobby did to me, this is what they took from me, I might not have ever adopted a trans identity, she added. No, that's why won't they let the Bill of Rights out there, people? Why are these fucking, why you got to hide something? If you're in the fucking right, man, you want to shout it to the world, don't you? You want to prove it. I'll take on any fucking one who wants to argue with me about the Bill of Rights and about the condition of this fucking country and the violations and the fact that we are living under a goddamn corporate fucking aristocracy and that King Chuck fucking thinks he rules this goddamn country. You think he don't? Fucking come on, step up. Let's do it. Related, Texas student protests in favor of sex change operation for minors. Jeez. In March of 2022, Campus Reform interviewed August Fox to talk about higher education responsibilities to increase awareness of the ramifications of transitioning for it. Fox is a manager of the GenSpec, an organization that offers support to youth who identify as transgender. There's your left, right for it. So Republicans, Fox and Republicans, CNN and Democrats. We both vote. That's it. Yeah. We hope that colleges will understand that young people are still developing their identities up to the age of 25 and even beyond this age, Fox said. Well, so you're still going, you're backing it up, aren't you, kind of out of the side of your fucking mouth? GenSpec provides resources like Brief Guidance Page and a Beyond Trans program. A Campus Reform reached out to the University of Utah, YAF, and the Daily Caller for comment. This article will be updated accordingly. Really? Let's see if we missed anything else. God damn. And then you have this summer of died musicians who died suddenly from June, October 2023, 40 sudden deaths that have robbed the world of incredible talent and artistic beauty. Well, that's in the eyes of the beholder, I would have to fucking say, because I read through the names and some of them didn't do shit for me. The death of free speech by invention, the new AI pen, this was it's a video, but there's a little bit of dialogue here. The latest, greatest technology advancements and harmful radiation devices, device users in the dawn of Nazi conformist cheerleader AI. To get rid of free speech once and for all, AI-driven search engines are being put into the coolest gadgets made for today. I can see everybody doing this, too. I watched Star Trek as a kid, and the flip phone was cool. But the advancement of that in Star Trek Next Generation was a leap beyond. A touch on the Star Trek symbol on the chest, and you are connected to the computer. We have arrived at that moment in reality, people. The phone and virtual AI, remember that, think about that being right over your fucking heart, too. The phone and virtual AI assistant has come to the clip-on pen brooch, the ultimate technology, taking photos, recording video, answering questions, looking booking appointments, making calls, assessing your heart rate, playing music, being a display readout onto your hand. It's going to be hard to resist for the masses. I don't know if you're retarded. I guess it would be. As a fan of Star Trek, I want one, but I would not use it for many reasons. My beef with it, beyond its harmful radiation and privacy issues, is that AI search engine. You ask a question and it answers. Most people will not take it any further. Free speech dies in the silence of AI providing one answer to all questions. The answer will be provided to AI by a few in control. I wonder who they could be. This is the ultimate lazy tech that people will just ask and be spoon-fed the narrative. For example, a badge is the vaccine. AI asks the badge if the vaccine is safe, and it will answer, of course. Oh, that's it. Well, we're done with that. And it, see, there's not like you're bringing up things and clicking on them so you can, you know, get the different fucking thoughts on it. AI broaches access my money so I can buy that AR-15 and the brooch will say, I'm sorry, Dave, I'm afraid I can't do that. Dream, you fucking people. All I can tell you is dream on. Just dream on. They have implemented Bluetooth into everyone who got vaccinated. This has connected them to the hive mind internet of bodies. Now they need to get that phone out of their hands, as it has too many avenues of truth. They needed to invent past the smartphone. They will connect the AI brooch to the Bluetooth signal beaming from inside the vaccinated, and will have the closest thing to a hive mind update by the cabal as they have ever achieved. Kind of hard reading this shit, and I'm not done with it. New smart badges come with camera, text messaging, AI-powered virtual assistants, and interface that projects onto a user's palm. Man, I've got to have one, guys. You're going to have to help me out. Please send me the money. Oh, wait a minute. No, join me. Join me and me having a lot of money. Join me, and I'll make you the smartest fucking slaves on this planet. I won't tell you that you got to get that goddamn gun out and quit fucking polishing and start shooting that motherfucker if you ever want to fucking be a human being again. I won't tell you that. I won't tell you that you hold the highest jurisdictional authority in this fucking country, and that everything that is happening is fucking on your ass. It's on me. It's on me. It's on you. We fucking are allowing it. We don't have to fucking allow it. We have the fucking means to stop it. Our law tells us to stop it. Just fucking cowards and goddamn mammon worshipers. You are the fucking problem. And when it push comes to shove, the fight has to happen, and you know it too. But you motherfuckers are going to be held to account for what you've done. Anyways, guys, I've had enough of this sick shit for a day. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And just keep an eye on these fucking multi-million-dollar sets and what they're telling. Join with us and know every fucking thing they're doing to you. We have no solution, but I think if everybody knows, they'll stop. Do you think that? Do you really think that? That is The Word from the Trenches. Here I come.